Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 3. It reads, "Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer." So the Hebrew writer, or the writer to the Hebrews, is talking more about Jesus and his role as priest and king, but particularly here as priest. Having said already that Jesus is a great high priest and is divine, in fact, that's what is implied in verse 1, and that he's serving for us, continuing to serve, he now talks about the nature of a priesthood and the fact that the priest had to make sacrifices for themselves. Now, of course, Jesus didn't have to make a sacrifice for his own sin, but he did have to have something to offer. What did he offer? That something that is mentioned in this verse, he offered himself. How many times did he offer himself? Only the once. Of course, human priests had to offer many sacrifices for themselves in their priesthood and time of priesthood, but Jesus only the once. There is no need to reenact his sacrifice. There is no need for a mass, in fact. I really like the way that Raymond Brown has used a quote from another writer, Stibbs, in his commentary and the message of Hebrews taken from the Bible Speaks Today, which I'd like to read you. It sums it up quite well. Alan Stubbs has a helpful illustration of what is meant here. Admittedly, the act of offering was necessary to constitute Christ a priest in fact, and not only in name, just as the act of childbearing is necessary to constitute a woman a mother. But that truth does not mean in the case of motherhood that henceforth, to those who resort to her as mother, such a woman is always giving them birth. Her act of childbearing is for them not only an indispensable, but also a finished work. What they now enjoy are other complementary ministries of motherhood which lie beyond the childbearing. Similarly, with Christ's priesthood, his propitiatory offering is not only an indispensable, but also a finished work. And so what he's trying to say is that Jesus has finished his work as, in terms of offering himself, that doesn't need to be done again. But the continuing effects of the fact that he has done so mean that we continue to have many blessings, many things positively happening and growing and changing in us as he continues to work to help us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And what is it that he continues to help us with now? Well, the available pardoning of our sins as we continue to sin, and yet he continues to forgive. The enduring security we have of knowing that not only have we been bought by the blood of Christ, but we are kept by the power of God and by the blood of Christ in a relationship with God. We have that security that our inheritance that is talked about earlier in Hebrews is ours and is secure, is being kept safe for us. He sacrificed, therefore we have forgiveness. Hebrews 9 verse 12, "He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption." And Hebrews 9, 24 to 26 as well, if you'd like to look that up. We are pardoned here on earth, but the continuing effects belong in the secure realm of heaven. Our salvation is safe from disturbance by our enemy. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 4. Until then, if you'd like to know more about the work our church does, you can find all that at nwlcc.org. If you'd like to contact me, my email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. On Twitter, you'll find me as MCCX. And in fact, MCCX put into the search bar of iTunes will mean that you'll find these podcasts there. Just have a look under podcast and there we shall be. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.